Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Alan C. back on the show. Alan is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, principal and chief marketing officer at CMO Temps. He's one of our top marketing and social media experts, and he's our good friend Alan C. Welcome back.
Hey, thank you very much.
It's good to have you back, Alan. And I know one of the things you want to talk about is this digital transformation thing that is the term that we're all using now for how to get yourself out of the analog age into the digital age, because it covers a lot of different things. And what one of the parts of digital transformation that you want to talk about today is videos, which I've been trying to promote here for years. What do you think?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you were spot on in your last newsletter about the digital transformation, that you probably haven't gone far enough, and you mentioned video, and the reason that's important is because, you know, we're visual creatures. I mean, over half our brain is devoted to processing visual information. So content, so visual content's gonna be, it's gonna capture our attention. Now, add on to that, we're also addicted to stories. So even when your body goes to sleep, your mind stays up telling itself stories. So visual or video content that tells a story, that's going to be your best chance.
And say that, right? Oh, so you're holding your camera out as a selfie in your hand, and you're standing in front of a lawn. You're in the lawn business, and you've got your face in the screen, and you're saying, "Let me tell you a story. 20 years ago,
exactly.
I thought you did this to make lawns pretty, and I was wrong. I've learned in the meantime that this is what you need, and here's how we go about this." And then you talk for 20 more seconds, and you say, "I'll see you next time when I have another story for you. Adios." Right?
The whole thing's
a minute.
Or less. I mean, stories impact our emotions. We're emotional beings. So many people think, you're not producing a Super Bowl commercial. It doesn't
That's
need
right.
to be of that status. And besides, you know, how many Super Bowl commercials do you really remember? So, I mean, the key is, you know, keep it short. Think in terms of segments. You know, you're not trying to boil the ocean by telling a, you know, 15-minute history about everything your company does.
Right.
Break it down into segments. Most of my I did probably over 200 videos this year, and most of those were in that 15 to 30 second segment.
Wow.
Sometimes 30 seconds to 60 seconds.
Wow.
But rarely over a minute. I mean,
where did you post those?
So you can see those on my website, emotemps.biz, ecoengineering.com. I also do work for Sons of the American Revolution, so sonsoftheamericanrevolution.us.
Did you put them up on social media?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They've been tweeted. They've been put on LinkedIn. They've been put on Facebook. They've been put on all of the social media communication channels in order to draw traffic to the website. I mean, I look at this video content distributed through these social media platforms as kind of the satellites that are going around your website.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, ultimately, you want them to come to your website to start that conversation, to create that transaction, you know, to
call
that long-term.
Well, see, what you're describing,
whatever it might be.
What we're talking about here, folks, is the way to break through the clutter and get customers to fall in love with you. I don't know anybody who loves Amazon. They may love some of the things Amazon does for them, but nobody ever said Amazon has any special sauce. There's no redeeming, you know, love value from Amazon. But people fall in love with small businesses. And if they can see the founder's face, you know, maybe not shaved, maybe not having a good hair day, whatever, if they can see their face talking to them one-on-one, that's special sauce you can't cut with a knife, isn't it?
You know, we do business with people we know, like, and trust. And what right. better way to get people to know, like, and trust you than to visually be seeing you, you know, in that short video clip where they can get a flavor about what you and your business are about. You know, not all of the businesses, not all of the videos need to be business related. I mean, things like, you know, Christmas, New Year's, the 4th of July, these are events that, you know, are close to everyone's heart. And when you are simply bringing a public message, with, of course, you can still use some of your, you know, corporate branding, but these are ways to impact the public in kind of that indirect way that give them a flavor about what you're about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And if you can, and by doing it often, you don't have to try to sell anything. You don't have to try to sell anything as much, even though I know you want to sell stuff. I want you to, too. But what trying to do at this point, you're not trying to make a sale. You're trying to get somebody you can't run off. Somebody who, when they need something, you know, whatever it may be, they'll come to you, right?
And that's the thing that you have to remember is, I mean, I've seen studies where it says that, you know, anywhere from 8 to 15 touches before somebody actually is noticing you. Now, of course, if you're using video content, that number probably goes down. But
right.
still, you have to think in terms of consistency. You have to be consistent with this. You can't think in terms of, you know, one and done, and that's going to be, good enough. So, you, as you just pointed out, you really need to be thinking in terms of consistency.
Well, and there's an old premise.
It short, that makes it easier.
I don't know if you've ever read the books by Robert Ringer, but he wrote a book called Winning Through Intimidation 50 years ago. And what he meant by winning through intimidation, he didn't mean being aggressive. He meant being so good that people are intimidated to not do business with you. They can't imagine not having your input, not having your perspective, not being able to trust you because they're intimidated because they trust you more than they trust somebody else, and so they're not going to go away from you. That's winning through intimidation, and one of the ways you get people to do that first before they know you is with a video.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, the thing about it is, this is not a huge investment on your part. I mean, you probably already have a smartphone.
Have it all.
And absolutely, the recording ability of today's smartphones is good enough to produce very nice video. So,
that's right. Hey, Alan, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Come right back and talk some more about your digital transformation, how to deliver your special sauce onto the two-dimensional screen, your three-dimensional special sauce, onto the two-dimensional screens of your customers, where you're now interfacing with them. 20 after, right back with Alan C.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.